Hey there, wonderful souls. Welcome back to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast, The Sanctuary, where we dive into real talk, real stories, and real transformation. We're absolutely thrilled to have you joining us once again. Today's episode is more than mere words. It's an invitation for divine transformation. So, take a deep breath, center your heart, and allow the wisdom to resonate within you.
I want us to continue. And we've looked at so many things. We've looked at five things that characterizes the loss of the fear of God in our lives. From the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 10, you know, to 18. And I'm not going to go through all those points. I'm just going to continue from where I left yesterday. But let's read Romans chapter 3. We see some of this very, very bad qualities that tend to emerge in our lives when we don't have the fear of God. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. So we've mentioned five things that characterizes, you know, the fear, the loss of the fear of God. Number one is unrighteousness. Number two is incomprehension. Number three is prayerlessness. Number four is destruction. Number five is losses. And then number six today, excuse me, hey voice, behave. Now, number six is bad things. Somebody say bad things. Now, Paul says, there is none who does good. No, not one. You see, when you have lost the fear of God, there is no way you will do good things. You find yourself doing bad things, terrible things, things that you come to regret later. You know, things that when after you're done with them, you know, you look at yourself and you hit yourself and you're like, how could I have done that? How did I do this? How did I do this? You know, I would have been, you know, wiser. I would have been, you know, stronger. I could have been wiser. I could have been, you know, stronger. I could avoid this, you know. It's because, you know, when you lose the fear of God, you also lose your senses. When you lose the fear of God, you know, it's like you lose control. When you lose the fear of God, you know, you cannot control yourself. You don't have, you know, discipline. You don't have self-control. So you find yourself doing bad things. Paul says these people, because they have lost the fear of God, none of them does what is good. You know, don't you see that this is the picture of the world because of the loss of the fear of God? You know, the world is full of bad things and people are really doing bad things. In our world, things that you cannot even imagine that a human being, you know, can do. We have sunk so low because we have lost the fear of God. You know, we have declined morally because of the loss of the fear of God. I mean, the things that human beings are doing right now in the world because of, you know, loss of the fear of God, you know, are appalling. We have sunk so low. We are almost becoming like animals, you know. It's like there is no brain in our head. There is no mind, you know. We don't have the mind. We don't have conscience, you know. We don't have feelings. It's like we are not even alive, you know. People have stone cold hearts, and they can do terrible things, you know. I mean, you hear stories, and you just imagine how can a human being do something like that. You know, how can you kill somebody and dismember the body, you know, and try and burn it, try and, you know, consume it with acid, a human being? How do you live with that? You know, the kidnappings that is in the, that we see in the world, kidnapping children, innocent children, you know, children who have no idea, you know, what you are even doing, you know, rape, you know, bad things, terrible things, rape, and you rape even a minor, a child, you know, I mean, bad things, you know, killing people, stealing, you know, running at night while you're naked, I mean, in darkness, without shoes, I mean, it is cold, it is raining, bad things, terrible things, you know, stealing from people, stealing from your friends, stealing from your colleagues, bad things. I mean, there are things I cannot even, I mean, mention, sleeping with animals, terrible, bad things. It's because we've lost the fear of God. A man sleeping with another man, a woman sleeping with another man, a man satisfying another man sexually, a woman satisfying another woman sexually, things that are even unnatural, bad things. That's how low we have sunk. And you can see that the world is sinking deeper and deeper into terrible sins because we have lost, you know, the fear of God. And look, as a believer, you are not exempted from this. If you lose the fear of God, I'm telling you, you will do terrible things. You will do bad things with your hands, with your mouth, with your mind, with your money, with your body. You will do terrible things. Paul says there is none who does good. You know, there is a time in the book of Genesis. And that's why I know, you know, that's why you need to know that without the fear of God, you can really be involved in so many bad things in this world. In Genesis chapter 6, I mean, many years ago, you know, people didn't have the fear of God. And look at what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5-6. I'm reading from the NIV translation of the Bible. The Bible says, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on earth. Mm-hmm. And that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time." When God looked at the, you know, the human race, he couldn't see anything good in their heart. He couldn't see anything good in their mind. It's like man was just thinking about terrible things. Man was just thinking about bad things, you know, in his heart. You know, what was going on in his heart was just wickedness, terrible things, nasty things, because man had lost the fear of God. And then the Bible says the Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. God got to a place where he was like, why did I do this? Why did I, you know, create a human being? Why did I create Adam? Why did I create Noah? Why did I create Abraham? Why did I create all these people that were in the world at that particular time? The Lord regretted, you know, having created man, because when he looked at the heart of man, you see, when I look at you, I might not see your heart, but God sees our hearts. God sees our minds. When God looked at the heart of man and he looked at the imaginations in his heart, the thoughts that were going on in his mind, all that God saw was wickedness. All that God saw was man planning to do bad things. You see, if God looks at the world right now, if God looks at the hearts of men, if God looks at the thoughts of men right now, what does he see? I can tell you for a fact that God sees wickedness in the world today. Of course, we have Christians, we have believers, but the majority of the people in the world today, they are not born again. The majority of the people in our nation, in our city, in our country are not born again. The majority of the people, you know, in our world today, they are not born again. Several years ago, you know, they started a study on born again, you know, Christians in Nairobi only, and it was like 15%. That was several years ago. But you see, when you look around, you can see that we haven't really evangelized Nairobi. Yes, we only have parties and concerts, but we haven't really evangelized Nairobi. We haven't really, you know, touched Nairobi with, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, where we have even 50% of the inhabitants of Nairobi, you know, getting born again and going to church. We haven't done it, so we haven't done it yet, you know. So we are still, you know, we still have a long way to go. And so if God looks at, you know, Nairobi, you know, just across the city, and he looks at the hearts of men, you know, the thoughts in our minds, I'm telling you, he is likely to see more wickedness than righteousness over this city. When God looks over the entire nation, when God looks, you know, across the world, he is likely to see more wicked thoughts in the hearts of men, more wicked imaginations in the hearts of men, more than he sees righteousness. So you can see that this was what was happening in Genesis chapter 6. Of course, Noah was a righteous man. We had a couple of righteous people, but God could see a lot of wickedness in the heart of man, a lot of wickedness in the mind of man. And God regretted having created man. He was like, why did I do this? Why did I create man? Why did I put him on earth? I should not have done this, because look at him. He's full of wickedness. You know, look at his thoughts. Look at his imaginations. He's full of wickedness. The inclination of the man, it was the inclination in the heart of man was to do what is not right in the sight of God. You see, when you lose the fear of the Lord, you do bad things. Let me say that again. When you lose the fear of the Lord, you will do bad things. Let me repeat that again. It's a very powerful phrase. When you lose the fear of the Lord, you will find that you're doing bad things. Because you see, the fear of the Lord makes you do good things. The fear of the Lord makes you love people genuinely. The fear of the Lord makes you, you know, become a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fear of the Lord makes you, you know, go all out to help others. The fear of the Lord makes you to become an encourager. You encourage people. You will support people. The fear of God makes you become a friend to people. You become friendly and you don't seek their harm. You don't seek their destruction. You don't want to, you know, destroy their lives. You don't want to destroy their destiny. But when you are devoid of the fear of God, you are likely to do very, very bad things. The fear of the Lord makes you to be a builder of the church. You become a builder of the church when the fear of God is with you. You become a lover of people when the fear of God is with you. You become a lover of church. You become a lover of God when the fear of God is with you. You know, you find yourself participating in good things when the fear of God is with you. Luke chapter 6 verse 45, the Bible says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. So when you have the fear of God, it will influence your heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, you will give forth good things. You will only want to do good things. You will only want to participate in good things. You will only want to participate in noble things because of the fear of God within you. So I pray that we shall have the fear of God, which will make us do good things. We will do good things when people are seeing and when people are not seeing. We will participate in good things because the fear of God has influenced our hearts, and our hearts will bring forth good things. Amen. Number 7, what characterizes the loss of the fear of God is tomb-like throat. When you lose the fear of God, you will have a tomb-like throat. Your throat will be like a tomb. Paul says, their throat is an open tomb. These people who have lost the fear of God, according to Romans chapter 3, their throat is like an open tomb. What is a tomb? A tomb is where the dead are buried. A tomb is a place where there is no life. A tomb represents the past. A tomb represents lifelessness. There is no joy. There is no excitement. That's why every time you even go to a cemetery, you immediately become sad. Because you see, that is a place of death. It's a place of lifelessness. In that place, nobody is breathing. The people who are there have died. And their death caused pain to those that they left behind. Their friends, their relatives, their colleagues, their parents, their children, their brothers, their sisters. I mean, when they died, they caused them pain. So when you walk around a tomb, it's a place where tears have been shed. It's a place where, you know, somebody who was here on earth is gone, is dead, is gone. It's a place where now their flesh is rotting, you know, in the grave. So the tomb is a place where there is no life. It is quiet. It is somber. It is sad. It is a reminder of life that was snatched away. So those who lack the fear of God, Their throat is like a tomb. Their throat emits death. Their throat doesn't give forth life. When they open your mouth, when they open their mouth, what comes out of their throat? You see, when you speak, your throat is involved. When you speak, your throat is involved. That's why you find yourself coughing to clear your throat so that you can be able to speak clearly. You can't speak without the throat. If you have a cold, you have tonsils, and your throat is affected, you cannot speak properly. Sometimes we lose our voices because we project our voices, you know, from our stomach walls through our throat. And then our tongue is involved. So when the throat is not in place, when the throat is not okay, you will not be able to communicate effectively. So when your throat is like a tomb, whatever comes out of you, you know, is a killer. Whatever comes out of you is lifeless. Whatever comes out of you is a weapon of mass destruction. And there are people who have tomb-like throats. When they open their throat, when they open their mouth to speak, they emit death. They destroy relationships. They destroy people. They destroy friendships. They destroy families. I mean, when they open their mouth, what comes out of their mouth is a killer. Their words kill. Their words destroy. You know, their words, you know, bring people down. Their words discourage. Their words extinguish hope that is in people's hearts. In fact, you prefer that they just close their mouth. The moment they open their mouth, what comes out of their throat is full of death. You see, when the fear of God is with you, the fear of God controls what comes out of your throat. You will not be a killer. The fear of the Lord introduces life to your throat. The fear of the Lord introduces hope to your throat. The fear of the Lord influences your throat so that when you speak, what comes out of there, you know, is life-giving. What comes out of there is encouraging. What comes out of there is uplifting to other people. You know, there are people when you are around them, you feel alive. You come alive. You feel encouraged, you know. You feel strengthened when you're around them. I'm telling you, if you're discouraged, energy begins to rise within you. If you are hopeless, you know, something begins to happen. You feel like, oh, I can climb this mountain. I can do this. I can overcome this. When you're around them and you listen to them out of, you know, that conversation, you feel like energy, you know, has come back to you. You feel like, you know, your dreams have come alive again. When you listen to them, when they are talking, they motivate you. They stir your spirit, you know, they stretch your imagination. They challenge you, you know, to rise above your circumstances, to rise above your difficulties. They challenge you to overcome your handicap, you know, and become the man or the woman that God, you know, ordained you to be. But there are people, even if you have a dream, you have passion for something, you have a vision and you hang around them, they have tomb-like throats. And when they begin to speak, they will kill your dream. When they begin to speak, they will kill, you know, your vision. When they begin to speak, they will destroy your hope. When they begin to speak, I'm telling you, they will extinguish your fire. When you're around them and they begin to speak and you had a big dream, you know, they dwarf your dream. They destroy, you know, your vision. They destroy your plans. They pour cold water on your excitement. And all of a sudden, you feel like you're surrounded with death. You feel like you're surrounded with lifelessness. You know, before you met them, you were strong. Before you met them, you were excited. Before you met them, you're full of passion and desire for something. But after interacting with them, it's like they poured ice on you. They poured cold water on you. They emitted death, you know, and that death has engulfed your life and you no longer feel the way you felt. They have tomb-like throats. And we pray that we shall not be friends to tomb-like throat people. We shall not be surrounded with people who kill our dreams. We shall not be surrounded with people who destroy our vision. We shall not be surrounded with people when they open their mouth, they destroy our vision. I pray that those will not be your friends. Those will not be your colleagues. Those will not be your company. In the name of Jesus, you will disconnect yourself from such because you have a dream. You have purpose. There is a direction. direction that you want to take. There's a place that you want to go. There is something that you want to fulfill as a believer, as an individual. There is a place that you want to go. And so you can't hang around such people because they will kill your dream. Hallelujah. I pray that you will get friends who breathe life in you, who breathe life in your dreams, who breathe life in your vision. Friends who will be able to stir you up, who will be able to encourage you, who will be able to motivate you to become great, who will be able to motivate your dream, motivate your vision, who will be able to pour water, who will be able to pour petrol rather on your fire and make your fire burn brighter and brighter and brighter. Those are the friends that you're going to have in the name of Jesus. When they open their mouth, they speak life to you. When they open their mouth, they breathe life to your dreams. When they open their mouth, they become like wind beneath your wings, and they make you to soar above mountains, above obstacles, above difficulties. Those are the people that God wants you to hook up with. And this morning, I also want you to pray that you will not have a tomb-like throat. Some of us, we've been having a tomb-like throat. We emit death. We discourage people. We pull down people. There are believers in the church who are discouragers. They have a gift of discouraging people. They have a gift of pulling people down. They speak badly about the church. They speak badly about Jesus. They speak badly about God. They speak badly about the pastor. When they open their mouth, they are like a tomb. They are out to bury people. They are out to bury people's dreams. They are out to bury the church. They are out to bury even God. They are out to bury even Jesus. Their throat is like a tomb. When they open their throat and start talking about you, they want to bury you. When they open their mouth, they open their throat and begin to talk about the church, they want to bury the church. When they open their mouth and talk about your family, they want to bury, you know, your family. Nothing good comes out of their lives. They want to bury everybody. They want to bury, you know, their friends. They want to bury their brothers and their sisters. There are people, even when they open their mouth, they want to bury this country. They want to bury this city. They have tomb-like throats. I pray that you will not be that person in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not be that believer in the name of Jesus. Watch your words. What do you say about your church? What do you say about your brother or your sister? What do you say about your pastor? What do you say about your nation? What do you say about your city? What do you say, you know, about your family? What do you say about your friends? Are you a tomb? Are you burying people while they are still alive? Are you burying the church? Are you burying your friends? Are you burying your family? There are people who even bury their own dreams. They curse themselves with their own words, you know. Are you burying your own dreams? Are you burying your own vision? Are you burying your own children while they are still alive? I pray that you will not have a tomb-like throat in the name of Jesus. Those who lose the fear of God, I'm telling you, They have no control over their words. They keep burying people. They keep burying those who are around them. They keep even burying their own dreams. They curse themselves. The Bible says, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. They keep burying those who are around them. When they open their mouth, it is a tomb. When they open their throat, it is a tomb. And they bury everybody that is around them. I decree and I declare that you will not be among them in the name of Jesus. You will not be that person with a tomb-like throat in the name of Jesus. You will not be that Christian. You will not be that believer with a tomb-like throat. You will not be that, you know, believer in the church with a tomb-like throat. You will not bury people. You will not bury your friends. You will not bury your dreams. You will not bury your vision. In the name of Jesus, you will speak life. You will declare life. You will emit life. When you open your mouth, life will ooze out of you. In the name of Jesus, when you interact with people, they will come alive. When you fellowship with people, they will come alive. When you talk to someone, he will come alive. When you have fellowship with your sisters and with your brothers, they will come alive, because you are a life giver. You are not a tomb, but you are a life giver in the name of Jesus. I pray that may you become a life giver. As the fear of God invades your life, may you become a life giver. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. You will impart grace. You will impart life. You will not allow evil, corrupt communication to come out of your mouth. You will impart grace to the hearers. Listen to this. The resultant effect of the fear of the Lord is the impartation of grace. Let me say that again. The resultant effect of the fear of God in our lives is the impartation of grace. When the fear of God is with you, you will open your mouth and impart grace to those who are around you. As you speak, grace will flow. As you speak, life will flow. As you speak, strength will flow to the person who is listening to you. Grace will flow to the person who is listening to you. Strength will flow to the person who is listening to you. Life will flow to the person who is listening to you, because you don't have tomb-like throat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May you have the fear of God that will bring life to you. May you have the fear of God that will influence you to speak life to those who are around you. May you have the fear of God that will make you, you know, prophesy and declare and proclaim life to those who are around you. Everybody that you will interact with, everybody that you will speak to, everybody that you will fellowship with, they will leave your presence stronger. They will leave your presence with life. They will leave your presence with a lot of encouragement and strength. They will leave your presence with a lot of joy and happiness, because you have imparted grace in their lives through your words in the name of Jesus. Woo, this is powerful. I want you to type in the comment section that I don't have a tomb-like throat. Yeah, type it there right now. Let's make that confession before we go to the next point, right? I don't have a tomb-like throat. Make that confession right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody, throw it in the comment section. I don't have a tomb-like throat. You're making that profession because you are going to speak life. The fear of God will influence your throat. The fear of God will influence your mouth. The fear of God will influence the words that are coming out of your mouth. You will not bury people. You will not destroy people. You will not destroy your vision. You will not destroy your purpose. You will not destroy even your dream. You will give life to your dream. You will give life to your vision. You will give life to the people around you. You will breathe life to those who interact with you. You will breathe life to your family. You will breathe life to your children. You will breathe life to your spouse. You will breathe life to your brothers and your sisters. You will breathe life to those who come into contact with you in the name of Jesus. I don't have a tomb-like throat. Make that confession in the name of Jesus. The resultant effect of the fear of God in us is the impartation of grace. Ooh, I love that. The resultant effect of the fear of God in us is the impartation of grace. Number 8, and then we get to prayer. The characteristic of the loss of fear in our lives is lying. You find yourself lying. When you lose the fear of God, you will start lying left, right, and center. Paul says, with their tongues, they have practiced deceit. They walk in deceit. They speak lies and they walk in lies. When you lose the fear of God, you will become a pathological liar. Let me say that again. When you lose the fear of God, you become a pathological liar. You will walk in deceit and you will perpetuate deceit. You will speak deceit and you will walk in deceit. Has somebody ever lied to you? It is very painful. Has somebody ever given you a false promise, you know, raised your hopes, given you false promise how they will do this for you? They tell you, by next week I'll pay you this money, or by next week or next month I'm gonna secure a job for you, or by next month I'm gonna make sure that I help your child and your child will be okay, or by next week or by tomorrow I'll make sure that your husband gets that job or your wife gets that opening in our company. And you wait, and then when the time comes, when you call them, their phones are switched off. When you try to reach them, you can't reach them. When you try to send them an SMS, they don't reply. Or has somebody ever professed love to you? How they will love you, how they will take care of you, how they will be with you, how they will cross the ocean for you, how they will climb the mountain for you, how they will, it's you against the world, and giving you all these promises, and then they turn around and stab you in the back. They turn around and demonstrate hatred to you. They turn around and they don't show the love that they, claim they will, demonstrate towards you. Or has somebody pledged to honor you, to stand by you, to honor you, and then you find that this person dishonors you, in your absence? They don't say the truth about you. They don't defend you. They don't stand with you. People can really lie, I'm telling you. When you don't have the fear of God, I'm telling you, you become a pathological liar. Let me say that again. When you don't have the fear of God working in your life, you become a pathological liar. Paul says these people, they have tongues that practice deceit. They are people, their tongue, I'm telling you, is like the tongue of a snake. You see the tongue of a snake, the way it comes out, comes in, comes out, comes in, comes out. They have such a tongue. And when you look at that, tongue is like, it is split into two. The tongue of a snake, the tongue of a serpent, is like it is split into two. There are people who are like that. When they are with you, they are telling you good things that you need to hear. When they are not with you, they say bad things. They are pathological liars. And it's because they don't have the fear of God with them. They will lie to you in your face. They will look at you straight in the face and lie to you. And they will tell you many good things. They will tell you what you want to hear. They will massage you. They will massage your ego. They will raise your hopes. They know how to talk, I'm telling you. Liars know how to talk. They know how to talk. They will paint the picture. They will use some very nice decorative words, tantalizing words, so that you don't suspect that they are going to lie to you. They will give you promises. They will raise up your hopes. But let me tell you, because they lack the fear of God, they're gonna lie to you. They are not going to fulfill their promise. They are not going to follow up on what they have promised you. They will not do what they have said. They are pathological liars, and we have them around us, and we experience them, we encounter them, and simply because they don't have the fear of God. When the fear of God leaves your life, I'm telling you, you will walk in deceit. When the fear of God is not in your life, you will have the tongue of a liar. Your tongue will, perpetrate deceit. Your tongue will always speak lies. You will lie to people. When you don't have the fear of God, you even lie to God. You will lie to your pastor. You will lie to your friends. You will lie to your colleagues. You will lie even to your trusted friends. When you lose the fear of God. I'm telling you, I've even seen people lie, just lie. And they're believers. They just lie to you and you can't believe it. And you're like, I thought this guy is born again. I thought this guy is a Christian. I thought this guy loves the Lord. I thought this guy is my friend. I thought this guy, I brought him very close and I trust him. How can he lie to me, like this? Sometimes when somebody lies to you, it's not because you thought he's a liar. It's because of the trust, that you place on that person that makes you, fail to understand, why this person has lied to you. When you lose the fear of God, you become a liar. As a pastor, I have seen, members lying to me. I am telling you, they tell you things. Oh, they tell you, pastor. Oh, they tell you, pastor. I'm telling you, pastor, you have no idea, pastor. I'm telling you, pastor, I am behind you. Oh, pastor, I'm telling you, I'll be buried in this church. Pastor, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what happens. Nothing will be able to pluck me from this church. Pastor, you are my pastor for life. Oh, pastor, I am telling you, I have found a shepherd, I found a man of God, I found a prophet. There is nothing that can ever remove me from you. And the pastor is listening. The pastor is listening. Say, wow, wow, wow. And the very, very people at the back of their mind, they know that they are lying to you. They are telling you what you want to hear. They are telling you what they feel will make you never, what they think will make you know never to suspect, that they can actually, act in an opposite way. We have liars, I'm telling you. Has somebody ever lied to you? When you lose the fear of God, I'm telling you, become a liar. When your children lose the fear of God, they will lie to you as a parent. When you lose the fear of God, you will lie to your wife. You will lie to your husband. I'm telling you, you love them, but because you've lost the fear of God, you will lie to them. Why do people cheat? It's because they have lost the fear of God. And when you lose the fear of God, you become a liar. You will lie to your spouse. You will lie to your husband. You will lie to your wife. Yes, you will go out of your marriage because you have lost the fear of God. You become unfaithful because you've lost the fear of God. When you don't have the fear of God, you will lie even to your body. You will corrupt your body because you've lost the fear of God. I am telling you, you must keep the fear of God close to you. Otherwise, you become a pathological liar. Those without the fear of God are pathological liars. I pray that you not be a liar in the name of Jesus. You know, if you lose the fear of God, something else will possess you, is a lying spirit. There is a lying spirit that is hovering around the world. In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19 to 22, I want you to take time and read that portion. There was a lying spirit which went into the presence of God and told God that I am going to deceive Ahab. I am going to deceive you so that he can make a mistake. So there is a lying spirit that can possess you. So when you don't have the fear of the Lord, you will be possessed by a lying spirit. Let me say that again. When you don't have the fear of God, you will be possessed by a lying spirit. You will be under the influence and manipulation of a lying spirit. You will lie left, right, and center. So you must be very careful, even as a Christian. You must be very careful as a believer. If you don't have the fear of God, you become a liar. You will lie at the place of work. You will lie, you know, you will lie in church. You will lie about money. You will lie about your integrity. You will lie about so many things because another spirit will come and invade your life. Another spirit will come and control you and manipulate you as a person. Look at Ahab. He was manipulated by a lying spirit because he never had the fear of God. He became a wicked, wicked, wicked king. His wife was wicked. He was also wicked. He lost the fear of God. And when he lost the fear of God, another spirit came. And that is the spirit of lying. It came and invaded his life. I pray for you that you will not be a victim of this spirit in the name of Jesus. The spirit of lying that is hovering on the face of the earth, looking for the person that it can deceive. I pray that it will not find a home in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll have the fear of God. You will walk in the ways of God. You will walk in the paths of God. You will have the fear of God as your standard in your life to keep you from lying, to keep you from deceit, to keep you from becoming, you know, this person who has a tomb-like throat, to keep you from all these terrible bad things that are happening in the world in the name of Jesus. It is time to pray, and I want you to take time and pray. I want you to begin by praying that you will have the fear of God that will make you to do good things in the name of Jesus. You will be a doer of good things in Jesus' name. Are we ready to pray? Lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to pray right now. Because of the fear of God, you will be a doer of good things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody, raise your voice and begin to pray right now. In Jesus' name, you will do good things. You will do good things because of the fear of God. Father, I pray this morning that we shall not participate in terrible, wicked things in the name of Jesus. I pray that as Christians, as believers, as your children, oh God, we shall be involved in noble causes. We shall be involved in noble things in the name of Jesus. Only doing good things that please you, that magnify you, that glorify you in the name of Jesus. May the fear of God guard us. May the fear of God protect us. May the fear of God keep us. May the fear of God surround us. May the fear of God determine our steps towards good things. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be involved. We shall not involve ourselves in terrible, nasty things, in bad things. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be involved in wickedness because we have lost the fear of God. In the name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we are restoring the fear of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that we shall be involved in only good things. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that we shall only do that which is pleasing in your sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we shun bad things. We shun wicked things. We shun bad activities. We shun wicked activities. In the name of Jesus. And I pray today, oh God, because
because of the fear of God. The fear of God being restored in our lives, oh God. We shall participate in good things only. We shall be involved in good things only. We shall delve deeper in doing that which is acceptable in thy sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we shall not participate in murder. We shall not participate in kidnapping. We shall not participate in perversion and immorality. In the name of Jesus, we shall not participate in breaking people's homes. In the name of Jesus, we shall not participate in stealing. We shall not steal. We shall not steal. We shall not be thieves. In the name of Jesus, we shall not steal time. We shall not steal resources. We shall not steal from others. In the name of Jesus, anything bad, anything wicked in this world, Lord, we shall not participate in it, because the fear of God is keeping us, oh yes, in the right path. In the name of Jesus, we shall do good things. We shall build because of the fear of God. We shall build your house because of the fear of God. We shall become witnesses because of the fear of God. We shall be involved in church activities in the name of Jesus because of the fear of God. We shall pray because of the fear of God. We shall fast because of the fear of God. We shall be men and women of integrity in the name of Jesus because of the fear of God. We shall use our hands. We shall use our feet. We shall use our voice. We shall use our minds to do that which is good. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good, we shall go about doing good. We shall heal the sick. We shall cleanse the lepers. We shall preach the gospel. We shall do witnessing. We shall knock on doors and invite many to the house of God in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray, pray that you shall do good. You'll only do good things. You'll only participate in good things. In the name of Jesus, you will only engage yourself in good activities. In the name of Jesus, you'll not do bad things. You'll not do terrible things. You'll not be involved in wickedness in any way. In the name of Jesus, you'll be a doer of that which is good. Out of the good treasure in you, you'll be a doer of that which is good. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the fear of God, let the fear of God guide us into doing what is good in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, my hands will do that which is good. Are you praying? Come on, pray that you'll only do what is good. I will serve God. I will be a giver. I will be a builder of the church. I will love. My hands will dispense love. My hands will dispense righteousness. My hands will be involved in a noble work. In the name of Jesus, you will do that which is good in the church. You will do that which is good in the community. You will do that which is good in your family. In the name of Jesus, you will do that which is good to your friends and to your colleagues. In the name of Jesus, they will be happy with your kind acts of kindness. They will be blessed with your acts of kindness. Oh, oh yes, in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Somebody raise your voice and pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh yes, only good, only good, only good, only good, only good. I need to hear you. Only good. I need to hear you. Oh yes, in your living room, in your house, in your car, in your office, pray. Even today, you'll only do that which is good. You'll be a blessing to others. You'll be a blessing to this city. You'll be a blessing to this nation. You'll be a blessing to the church, because you will do only that which is good in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Only that which is good. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The second prayer item that I want you to pray is, I want you to pray that you will not have a tomb-like throat. That means you will not be the one that is killing people, but you will speak life in the hearts of people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you will speak life in the hearts of many people. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? I want you to declare that you will speak life, you will breathe life to the people around you in the name of Jesus. Those who are around you will be blessed when you open your mouth, because you will not have a tomb-like throat in the name of Jesus. Raise up your voice right now and begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, oh yes, this morning I pray that I will not have a tomb-like throat. I will not emit death. I will not kill. I will not destroy. I will not use my mouth to destroy others, to bring down others. In the name of Jesus, I pray that this morning my mouth will be a reservoir of life. I pray that this morning my life, my mouth will give forth life. My mouth will breathe life to people. My mouth will emit life to those who are around me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this morning I will use my mouth to resurrect dreams. I will use my mouth to breathe life in people's vision. I will use my mouth to breathe life in people's dreams. In the name of Jesus, I will use my mouth to elevate those who are down. Oh yes, to motivate those who are on the verge of giving up. In the name of Jesus, I will use my mouth to speak life to families, to speak life to people's dreams, to speak life to individuals. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning, I will not have a tomb-like throat. In Jesus' name, I will not bury people while they are still alive. I will not bury their dreams while they are still alive. I will not bury their visions while they are still alive. I will not destroy, oh yes, their vision and their dreams while they are still alive. In the name of Jesus, I will breathe life. I will speak life over their dreams, over their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning as well, I will speak life over my dream. I speak life over my dream. I speak life over my vision. I speak life over my body. In the name of Jesus, I decree that my vision will come to pass. I decree that my dream will come to pass. I decree that God will supply for my vision, for my dream. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I decree that I'm healthy. I decree that I'm stronger. I decree that I'm blessed. I decree that I'm highly favored. In the name of Jesus, come on, speak life, speak life. Speak life right now. Speak life right now over your life, over your family, over those who are around you. In the name of Jesus, you will not bury people. You will not destroy people. You will not use your throat to destroy the church. You will not use your throat to destroy others who are around you. You will not use the throat to bury the church, to bury your friends, to bury your colleagues. In the name of Jesus, speak life right now. Speak life right now. Speak life right now to those who are around you. Speak life right now to those who are connected to you. Speak life right now to those who are, yes, in your house right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes. We shall not have tomb-like throats. In the name of Jesus, our throats will speak life. Our throats will declare life to those who are around us. We will breathe life to them. In the name of Jesus, we will elevate, we will strengthen, we will encourage, we will motivate those who are around us. In the name of Jesus, I pray today, Lord, we shall not be murderers with our throats. We shall not be killers with our throats. We shall not use our throats to bury those who are around us. In the name of Jesus, but we shall emit life. We shall speak life. Those who are around us will be encouraged. Those who are around us will be motivated. Those who are around us will be encouraged. Those who are around us, oh God, they will receive new strength. As we interact with them, as we fellowship with them, they will rise above their challenges. They will rise above their difficulties. They will rise above their trials and temptations. In the name of Jesus, because of the words that come out of our mouth. In Jesus' name. Lastly, I want you to pray that you will only declare the truth with your mouth in the name of Jesus. Reject every form of lying today. You will be a speaker of truth. You will use your tongue to speak the truth in the name of Jesus. You will be truthful with your words. Hallelujah. Your tongue will not be the tongue of deceit, and you will not also walk in deceit, but you'll be a speaker of truth in the name of Jesus. And I want you to rebuke the lying spirit, that it will not possess you, it will not come near you, in any way in the name of Jesus. That spirit will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning I decree that I will not be a reservoir of the lying spirit. In the name of Jesus, I will not entertain the lying spirit. I will not open up my life to a lying spirit. In the name of Jesus, the lying spirit will not infiltrate my life in any way. In the name of Jesus, I pray today that I'll be truthful. I will use my tongue to speak the truth. The fear of the Lord in my life will make me truthful. The fear of the Lord in my life will make me honest. In the name of Jesus, the fear of the Lord will keep me from being a pathological liar. In the name of Jesus, the fear of God will form a shield around me to keep me from the lying spirit. In the name of Jesus, it will not invade my life. It will not penetrate my life. It will not influence my life in any way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. I decree and I declare, Jehovah God, that the fear of the Lord will keep me from the lying spirit that is hovering over the face of the earth. I will not be like Ahab who succumbed to this spirit. In the name of Jesus, I will not perpetuate lies. I will not lie to my friends. I will not lie to my members. I will not lie to God. I will not lie to my pastor. I will not lie to my church. I will not lie to those who have trusted me. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning that I will be a truthful man. I pray this morning that I will be a truthful believer. We pray this morning that we shall be truthful Christians in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Truth, truth, truth will surround us. We will wear the belt of truth. We will surround ourselves with truth. And we will hate lies with passion in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the fear of God in us keep us from lying. Let the fear of God in us keep us from lies. Let the fear of God protect us, oh God, from walking in lies. This morning, in the name of Jesus, I decree that you will be truthful. You'll be truthful in business. You'll be truthful in ministry. You'll be truthful in your relationships. You'll be truthful in your interactions. In the name of Jesus, you will not be a man who walks in deceit. You will not be a woman who walks in deceit. In the name of Jesus, you'll be truthful in all your dealings. You'll be truthful in all your businesses. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today that you will love truth. You will embrace the truth. You will walk in the truth. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today that you will wear the belt of truth around your waist. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today that truth will be your shield and your guide in all your dealings. In the name of Jesus, the fear of God will introduce truth in your life, in everything that you do, in every place that you're going to be. In the name of Jesus, you'll be known as a truthful man. You'll be known as a truthful woman. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will hate lies and you will not be a victim to the lying spirit. The lying spirit will not invade your life. That lying spirit hovering around the face of the earth will not possess you, will not afflict you, will not manipulate you in any way. In the name of Jesus, that lying spirit that is walking to and fro looking for somebody to deceive, I pray that it will not get to you. In the name of Jesus, it will not penetrate your house. It will not get to your children. In the name of Jesus, it will not influence your words. It will not influence your action. It will not influence your character in any way. In the name of Jesus, you will be a truthful believer. You will be a truthful Christian. You will be a truthful man. You will be a truthful woman in all your endeavors. You will not be a hypocrite. You will not be a liar. You will not be a pathological liar. In the name of Jesus, you will walk in truth. You will exercise truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you, that we shall be truthful men. We shall be truthful women. We shall be truthful Christians. We shall be truthful believers. We shall walk in the truth because of the fear of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, that we shall not have tomb-like throats in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that we shall demonstrate life. We shall be givers of life to those who are around us in the name of Jesus. We shall emit life when we open our mouth to speak in the name of Jesus. We shall speak the truth and the truth only in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your helping us. Thank you, Father, that your fear, the fear of the Lord, is helping us to be able to achieve this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you glory. I give you honor, O God. I give you praise, O God, that we shall do good things because of the fear of God within us, the fear of the Lord within us. We give you praise and we give you glory. I want you to open your mouth and thank God. Thank God for the fear of God. Thank God for the fear of God. Thank God for the fear of God that you will do good things. Thank God for the fear of God that will make you speak life to those who are around you. Thank God for the fear of God that will make you truthful in all your endeavors. In the name of Jesus, you will speak the truth. You will declare the truth. You will profess the truth. You will proclaim the truth to those who are around you. In Jesus' name. And we all shout a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. What a prayer meeting. What a revelation. I'm so blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From today, the fear of God will make you do good things. From today, the fear of God will make you be a man that speaks life to those who are around you. From today, the fear of God will make you become truthful in all your endeavors in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast today. We hope you found inspiration and insight that resonates deeply within you. Remember, transformation is not just a destination, but a continuous journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with those you care about. Together, let's spread the light of transformation far and wide. Until next time, stay blessed. Stay inspired and keep transforming your world.